I bring greetings from Faith Baptist Bible College and also from Emmanuel Baptist Church. I think I have come here after 3 years, maybe 3 or 4 years I'm here. Lot of things to report to you, and I hope that the presentation will be a eye-opening for you and would be a blessing also for you. And this morning I was speaking in Liberty Baptist Church, and I spoke from 2 Peter chapter 3, and let me read only one verse. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The words that struck me is the any and all. Any. God, our Lord, is concerned about any person, even a single individual, for his salvation. So, 2 Peter is a very has been a great blessing to me because of the intensity of the message. Peter is waiting for his execution, and from that he writes this letter. Seems to me that though he was waiting for his death, his heart was about the salvation of the people. That's what he writes here. And I bring this message to you that we all should be concerned about soul, whether it is one person or all person. We should be concerned. And I thank God for Fort Baptist's support, prayer for all these years. And I am very grateful to you. I was a student in the seminary, and so I have a lot of connection with Fourth Baptist. There were innumerable people who helped me in my visiting churches. You know, they did all work for me. I'm very grateful to all of those people. Many of them have gone to be with the Lord, and some are very old, but nonetheless, I thank every one of them for helping me in my mission activities. Lord is concerned about one and all. And what should we do? I think the first thing about mission is lift up your eyes, look at the field. No, Jesus said. And it is interesting that Jesus said in Samaria, and that also tells me that probably disciples did not really realize that the gospel is for all, including Samaritan people. And when Jesus was in Samaria, he said, lift up your eyes and look at the field. And today we are going to do that. You are going to lift up your eyes and look at the field of India. And maybe Lord will place a greater burden in your heart to pray and to support the work that is going on in India. We will proceed. Some of the pictures may be old. Those who have already seen the picture before, to you it is repetition. But I see that there are a lot of new people. For the sake of new people, I have to explain everything. Okay, now we go on. This is a picture taken in a festival, okay? Next picture, I have to move it, I think. I'm sent from Fort Baptist, and Baptist World Mission is my mission organization. This is where we are located. This is India. And you can see we have a very strategic location. We are, neighboring countries are China, Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh, here Pakistan, and also the northern part of India is connected with Kazakhstan, Russia, and China, and Pakistan. And that is a very strategic place. So our location is a very important thing. And we move on. This is India's map. We have 28 states. And we speak about 1,400 languages and dialects. So this is a great challenge to mission. You know, how do you reach all these ethnic groups? So that is a great question. And only way we can solve that problem is to train people from all these linguistic group. And that is why we have the Bible College, so that we can train and send them back. Indian history, you should know a little bit of our history. To the other countries, this place is known to the outside world. For millennium, that place was known. This is the place where our Indian Indus Valley civilization grew. And this is at the same time when Babylon, a Mesopotamian civilization was there, Egypt, India, and China. These are all grew at the same time. And so there are two big cities, Mohenjo-daro and Harappa, and there are about 200 small villages and towns have been discovered. So you see, our connection with the rest of the world was right. Okay, we are here. Now, this pointer's fault is not my fault. look at here, the rivers. These are the rivers. And all the outsiders, outside world, New India, or that part of India, you know. And you go on the west, you will go to Persia. So our connection was with Persia and Afghanistan. Okay, that's the thing. And in the past, there were 200 invasion of India. Alexander the Great came up to India, and then he went back. He conquered this place, and then he went back because his soldiers did not want to proceed because they faced elephant. We have elephant, okay? And they were afraid of elephant, you know? They said, well, who knows what kind of creature will be there if we go further? So they had to go back. And Cyrus the Great, in the Bible we find in the book of Nehemiah, Cyrus the Great and Darius the Great, they all of them invaded in India. Most of the invasion occurred because people wanted gold from India. Muslims came from Afghanistan, Ghazni, that was the capital at that time. They came and they plundered the temples, took all the gold, and they did it again and again and again. So this was our door to India, that western part, and the people from Israel during the time of Solomon, they used to travel here or by the land or sometimes by the sea and come to this place. And so people of Israel knew the route, how to come to India. And India used to export gold and peacock to Israel. This is Vasco da Gama. He is the first one to discover the sea route from Europe, okay? Now, the land route, people from Middle East, they knew how to come to India by ocean, but Europeans did not know. So Vasco da Gama is the first one to discover that sea route, and he died in Kerala, and his body was buried in this Anglican church. This is a Jewish synagogue in Cochin. This is something that very unusual. After the dispersion, a group of Jews landed in Cochin.
Because they had trades, you know, Israel and India had trades. India used to export gold, spices, and peacock. There is a history there in synagogue, and we are told that Solomon used to import all those things. And during the dispersion, they came to Kerala, and they asked shelter from the king of Kerala, king of Cochin, and the king received them, gave them a declaration. It is called copper declaration, in a copper plate, and Jews were made tax-free citizen, and the king gave on the other side of the palace to the Jews to settle and to do business. If you come to Kerala, you'll see Jewish town. It is there, still there, and you can go. It is a World Heritage, and you can see the synagogue. Okay, these are tea garden. Some of you drink tea, but you have not seen. Maybe you have not seen tea plant. Kerala has lot of tea. This is tea garden, and then we have. This is something, Dr. Beecham. This is about the fruit Adam and Eve ate. This is that fruit. This is coca, from which we get chocolate. That is very bad. That is very bad. We move on. Kerala produces a lot of cashews, and then Kerala is like this. Lot of water and coconut. We move on. India has become the most populous nation on earth. We have more people now, we have more people than that of China. So it's a huge number of people. Whereas our landmass is very small, about one third of the size of the United States or one third of China. China's landmass is very big, but our landmass is very small. In that small place, we have more than 1.5 billion people. And if you have that density of population in America, you should have 4 billion people. Then you'll realize the problem of garbage, problem of feeding all these people, etc., etc. But we move on. This is our situation, 1.16 billion Hindus, and we have second largest Muslim population. We have Christians also, but majority of the Christians are Roman Catholic and Anglican. Then we go, this is our method of transportation. Would you like to try? You need to have strong muscle to travel like that. It's taken in Mumbai. Mumbai station is like this. Every day people fall down and die, and nobody cares. We have so many people, we can spare 1, 2, 3 every day, no problem. Okay? This is my wife. My wife, Mali, she could not come here. We brought her up to Texas. Texas is warm, so she stayed there with my grandchildren. And I am traveling alone. This is our ministries, our Bible college, tract, church, etc., etc. This is the place, small town, where our Bible college is located. As I mentioned to you, the only way we can reach this ethnic, 1,600 ethnic groups is to train the nationals. India does not accept any foreign missionaries. You cannot go as a missionary. So only the Indians can do the work. So we started a Bible college with that thing in our mind. This is our Bible college. This is a 6-storied building. And here under the ground, there is one floor. And these are the office. And these are dormitories here. It is a first-class building, strong, made with steel bar and everything, so it will last until Jesus comes back. It should last. That's what I think. Okay, then we go, move on. This is our old classroom complex. Pastor, this is the old classroom complex, and I wrote in my prayer letter that we want to enlarge and renovate and redo everything. And here comes the new one. See the difference? You know, almost 10,000 square feet of area has been tiled, very heavy duty tile. I think I have not seen those kind of tile in America. You know, it's a big tile, everything is done, and additional rooms have been created, and we are very thankful to the Lord. It is not over yet. We need to have a fire exit. That's what we are. We have to make steps outside of this building on the backside for fire escape. And then on the top, you see on the top, this is empty space. And we want to put solar farm there. We need additional power. The only way we can have is to have a solar farm. Okay? So this is classroom, second building. This is our first, second building, the third building. And here there is guest, there are indoor games and guest rooms, and then here some boys' accommodation. And then this is the fourth one, and we have here the ground floor, the chapel, this is library, this is hostel, and on the top there is a solar farm. So we have already one solar farm, and we want to have the second solar farm so that our electricity need is met. Okay, now you see the boys are playing there, everything is cleaned up nice. This is our dining hall. The ground floor is dining hall. This is indoor basketball. Here is our classrooms. Not bad, right? See the classroom? See the floor? This is not cemented floor. This is tiled, heavy-duty tiled floor. God has blessed our Bible college, and we have smart classrooms. Then these are the student bodies. Okay, these are the student bodies. 144 students, four students joined later, 148 students we have. Okay, we go quickly. These are the students. They are the leader in summer vacation ministry, and these students are from Nepal. Way from north, at the foothill of Himalaya is Nepal. From there they come completely down south in our Bible college. So we consider Nepal as our mission field. And we try to get students from there, and these are the students this year God has given to us. These are staff. Some of you may wonder what we do with our money. Where does it go? Now, about 85% of our support goes to maintain the Bible college and other ministries. These are the staff that I have to pay, and I have other staff. We have electricity, insurance, legal expenses, you name it, you know, vehicle, college vehicle. So all those come from the support that Fourth Baptist and other churches send to us. And we do not get a whole lot. We are very careful with our money. Okay, then these are our deemed students. Then these are the students' report. Students are coming from 15 states, and they represent 35 linguistic groups. So it's a great blessing that we are teaching people from 35 linguistic groups. So they will go and they will preach the gospel in their mother tongue. Yeah, this is Rajesh. Some of the seminary teachers will know that you taught him. Rajesh has finished MA in theology, and he is our business manager. This is our dean, Mohan Singh, and this is a man who does not do anything, he sits there. This is our teacher's room. faculty rooms, you know, every teacher has a small, we call it cabin, but maybe room we should say, right? Room, and it has minimum furniture, you know, table, chair, almirah, etc., etc. Every teacher gets so that he can study in his room and have a good teaching in our college. This is our chapel. This is also a very good building, all concrete, and we are very thankful to the Lord. This is, you can see that, chapel, still in chapel. Oh my, I did not realize that my head is so white. Can anybody tell me how it became like this? This is our library. At present, we have 22,000 volumes of books there, and 200 students can sit in the library at one time and study there. So this is a great blessing. This is a great blessing. I took books in big container from Michigan, you know. We purchased books, and Lord has blessed our Bible college, and we are very thankful. And also we are a member of digital library. This is our journal section, and these are the librarians, two persons. This is a computer lab, and this is something for, that's why you see my muscle is so strong, you know, you see, because this is where we do, this is a gymnasium, we do all the exercise, okay? This was a great blessing. You know, all our students live in a small campus, less than 2 acres, and they are not allowed to go out anytime. Only they have a timing when they can go out, and rest of the time they have to be in the campus. So how are you going to keep them, these young people? You need to keep them to do something, right? So this gymnasium helps. Great help, great help. Then we have table tennis, then we have badminton, then we have this indoor basketball court. This is on the top of the dining hall. It is really a nice place. Look at that, at night we are playing basketball. Kerala gets lots of rain, and because of which we cannot play outside all the time. So if we have indoor facility, they can use that. So this is, God has added this for us. And then we move on. We have also, we have two pieces of land. The first land has the Bible main campus, and this is the second piece of land. And there we have volleyball court, and we have also small gallery. Small gallery. You see here, people are sitting there. There people are sitting and enjoying. So it's a great blessing to us. Then this is our kitchen, okay? It's not a shabby kitchen. You know, it's very clean. Our people are all certified by the health department to work as a cook. You know, we maintain a strict vigilance to give, to have a, what do you call?
Balanced food.
Or hygienic condition, you know, we try to maintain. This is our dining hall, right on the top is the volleyball, basketball court, and down there is the kitchen, and you can see all the furniture that is there. It is first class. This is our now solar power plant, and it supplies power to our, for our library and other things. Then we move on. These are solar water plant. We get water becomes very hot, boiling hot. And this water that is used in the kitchen, and it reduces our gas cost. These are the graduation. I hope you will recognize this person, Dan Brown, from Faith Baptist Bible College, Ankeny, Iowa. He was there, our graduation speaker. Then we move, this is our Bible College choir, we have angels. They look like angels, don't you think? College choir, and then this is in the second land. We have housing facility for our staff. Why? Because we do not get rented house. And even if we get a rented house, there will be a lot of restriction. We cannot have meeting there in their home, any prayer meeting or something, you know, it's very difficult. So we went for a housing project, and it has a 4 flats, 4 families can live here, 2 families, and there 2 families. Okay, now we go, this is the second housing complex. There are 6 families can stay, 3 in each side. So 6 plus 4, 10 families can stay there. Okay, then we have another building, and in this building, look at here, it is already completed. This is for students' families. And then we needed more housing for our staff. And where shall we get the, a place to build it? So we decided to make it with it. And we got the permit, and God has blessed us, and we are making this building. And this is for teachers, and this is for students, okay? And I hope before the end of this year, this building project will be over. Okay, then we go move on quickly. This is our staff fellowship meeting, and this is now we are coming to the city. In a village, our Bible College is located in Cochin City, the largest city of Kerala. We started Emmanuel Baptist Church. It's a very costly project, okay? Now, this is inside, very costly project. 10 cents of land, that means 1/10 of an acre. We paid $56,000 15 years back to get that land. Just think about it, more than $500,000 in those days. And now if you want to buy an acre of land, nobody sells you acre of land. It is all by square foot. So much square foot, how much is square foot? So it's very difficult to get. And for this church, we worked so hard because we did not want to have a church without any permit. And lo and behold, God gave us a permit from the government. So nobody can evict us from this church, Emmanuel Baptist Church. Okay, we move on. Now we are going to Andhra Pradesh. We have church ministries in different states. We have ministries in Kerala, Emmanuel Baptist Church. Now we are going to Andhra Pradesh. This is also another South Indian states. And church planter is here. He is our graduates, and we are helping him. We are supporting him. When the church building is constructed, we help him, and etc. So this is one church we were able to help to build. This is the second church in Andhra Pradesh. Again, we were there. I was there, and we helped them to have the church, and etc., etc. So then we go, this is inside, okay? This is now we are going to Orissa, another state. Orissa is a place where missionary Stein, Baptist missionary Stein, and his 3 or 4 children were burnt alive few years back, okay? So this is that state, and we started to work, and this is a church in Orissa. We are going more, see inside, and this is a new ministry, okay? New ministry started in Orissa, and when the time will come, they will have a church building. The building has already started, and one of the church members donated this piece of land, and we are building the church building, and maybe before the end of this year, it will be complete. You can pray about it. We have so many projects. This is another church in Orissa. Okay, this is another church in Orissa. So we have so many churches. Now we come to Northeast India, close to Myanmar border, Manipur state. Manipur state is very volatile. It has a volatile situation, lot of ethnic problem. And there we were able to build two churches, three church building. And this is the first one. And you can see people, and just wait. This is the condition now. All torn down. They brought big excavator, the militant people, excavator just pulled down everything. Everything. It's a heartbreaking situation. Then we had another church. It is almost complete for inauguration. I was waiting to go there. And you'll see the condition now. This is the condition. Gone. So this is joy and also sorrow. Sorrow because, you know, years of work there is totally destroyed. Then we move on. Then we have another church there in Manipur that we were able to start along with our graduates. This is another church. It's a nice, very nice building. This is a, look at this, very beautiful. Inside, all these members. Now you see, this is the condition, burned down completely. All gone, all gone. The first church that you saw, the entire village is wiped out, all gone. They could not stay. And in this church, believers did not die, but they had to flee. And now we are thinking what to do. Can we reconstruct this church? We do not know. And a lot of discussion is going on. Pray that God would give us wisdom. Okay, this is now in Andhra Pradesh. Again, we are going back to Andhra Pradesh. We just started a work, a new work, and then this land was purchased. Just before I left, the deal was complete. And land is purchased, the believers are standing there, and a church building will come up. So we have so many projects in our hand, you know, so many projects. And if you pray, then I think we can accomplish. We can accomplish. We print tracts in 41 languages in case you need tracts in India for Indian visitors. We can supply you free of cost. And then we print books also from the Bible College. These are the books. These are available in Amazon. And this is my family, okay? This is my first son-in-law. This is first daughter, her husband. And second daughter, her husband is here, okay, right there. And these are all monkeys. We have a lot of monkeys. 8 monkeys we have. You did not even laugh. Probably you are saying, what is monkeys? They are our grandchildren. I call them monkey. Okay. You see here, did you see twins here? Small babies. These twins belong to second daughter. And these girls belong to first daughter. Okay. God has given us. My wife is now staying with them. Okay. We move forward. These are the children, grandchildren. This is our latest addition in our family. This is the only son I have. This is the end. We have some time, about 20 minutes. If you have any question, I would like to answer. And if I cannot answer, Brother Chatru will help me. Yes, sir.
All the teaching is in English. What about people who don't know English? Do they still come to your college?
Yeah, sometimes we get students who do not know English, but they may have some basic knowledge. So we teach them English in the Bible College. Okay, so this is how we are doing. Any other question? Anybody? Yes, there are three hands. How much money is involved?
Boy, we have not worked it out. Probably monthly $250, something like that, per student will be. Yeah, 4 years, 2 years, 2 years, 3 years, up to MTH we have. So, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
The churches that were excavated or burned, did you have any warning?
No, no warning, no warning. I got early in the morning, sir, they have brought excavator to tear down our church. That's it. I said, don't do anything, don't go there. Because more than 500 people came to burn down the church. Okay, so this is the situation. I saw another hand here. Yes, ma'am.
I was going to ask about the library and the books that you said in the library. Is that all in English?
All in English, yes. All the books are all in English. Sometimes we have some special book in some other languages. We have some of the rare books are there in our library. One set is there, Max Müller's translation of all scripture of the East. The whole set is there. We have a very good section about Islamic theology. So these are all in English, and we thank God for all these books God has provided. Sir?
So I've never heard you speak before.
Yes, sir.
So what is your story of coming to Christ?
Yeah. Many of you have heard my testimony, but maybe some of the people have not heard, and I'll tell you. It was 1963. I was 12 years of age at that time, and I was taken to a government hospital for a routine checkup. And we stayed in the hospital more than an hour. Lot of tests were taken, and finally the doctor revealed that I was suffering from leprosy. And when the news was given, my father, he was standing there, suddenly he fell down on the floor and he started to beat his forehead. And I did not realize why leprosy is so bad. What is leprosy? I had no idea. And later on, when I went home, you know, I was taken out of the school and I was not allowed to go out of home, out of our house. We had a small bamboo house and I was confined there. For months, I was confined in that one room. And because leprosy is, Hindus consider leprosy as a punishment from God for the sins one has committed in his previous incarnation, previous life. So I became a symbol of sin in that place. Months went by, and my dad would come from his work. Every evening he would look at his God's picture and pray for me, etc., etc. Situation became very difficult. My mother became mentally ill, seeing all this condition and all the persecution by other people. And but we were able to stay. We were not driven out of the village. We were able to stay. My condition deteriorated, and so a decision was made that I would be sent to a mission hospital for treatment in the neighboring state. In my state, the treatment was not available. I needed an urgent operation. So it was, I was sent, and I was handed over to a truck driver, and truck driver agreed to take me without any money. And it was the grace of God that truck driver was willing to take me to the next state, and I was handed over to the missionaries. And by God's grace, it was a mission run by Baptist Mid Missions. And you have supported, or maybe you are supporting many missionaries under Baptist Mid Missions. And there I went and I saw other lepers and I thought, no, there is no hope, because many of the lepers do not have fingers, hand, nose are fallen off, and it is you cannot recognize them as human being. They will never be able to go back to human society. So I was there, and I thought God was cruel, you know, why this disease to me? And anyway, every morning we were given gospel message. Before medicine is given, it was compulsory that we had to sit and listen to the message. So I started to learn the gospel stories and etc. But at the beginning, I thought all religions are same, so they have their stories, we have our stories. One day, I was in the church at that time. The church was made for the leper patients, and I was sitting there, and suddenly I realized that Jesus would forgive sin. And it just was like an electrifying effect on me. Jesus would forgive sin. Everybody said, I was the greatest sinner. I committed many sin in my previous life. That's what our people used to say. And here I got the solution. Jesus died for me, and he would forgive my sin. And if I believe on him, I would get eternal life, and I will stay with him forever. I was thinking that anyway I was going to die, but if I believe in Jesus, my sin would be forgiven, I would be in heaven. And I accepted Christ. Pastor came and helped me, and I received him. So after a few months later, I was walking alone. It is a huge 1 square mile area. It's a huge place. It is a secluded place for lepers treatment. And I was walking and I was talking to the Lord. Lord, I don't know whether I would ever be cured, but if it happens, then I want to carry the message of forgiveness, eternal life, to my fellow man. So months passed by. I do not remember the day or month or year, because in those days we did not have any calendar. We just lived there. And it is almost 1.5 years passed by, and one day doctor called me. His name was Jean Barus. He was from Texas. He called me. He said, Sam, you can go home. I went to school. Then I went to college. When I went home, I found I had nothing. No school record, no birth certificate, no cloth, no toys, nothing. Everybody thought, Sam is gone forever. He would not come back. But there I was. And by the grace of God, I finished my college, and soon then I entered into the ministry. I went back to the same leper colony to serve the Lord. And then many years I served there, and now I am here. I started my own ministry. Does it answer your question, sir? Is it okay? You have any more question? Grace of God, grace of God. Sometimes you wonder, you know, you have, church has given money for years and years. What is the result? I think result will be in heaven, when people from every tongue, every nation will gather together, and they will shout, glory to our Lord. That will be our reward. Any other question? Yes, ma'am.
What do you serve?
Serve?
Yeah.
Food?
Kitchen.
Well, we are rice eater.
Yeah.
Okay? We need lots of rice. Then they get vegetable, and then lentil, and then 3 days chicken,
one day beef in a week, and then in a once in a month pork is supplied, because students like, many students like pork, but some do not like pork, so once in a month is pork. So this is our menu. Would you like to come and see? Are there plans to rebuild all the churches broken? No, ma'am, not at the moment. Still fighting is going on, still people are dying. It is armed group, okay? They are very vicious.
Are they Muslim?
No, they are Hindus, militant Hindus, okay? They do not want any Christian activity among the Manipuri people. So that's why they have broken up more than 200 churches. So are we going to rebuild the churches? I do not know. I cannot say. At the moment, we are making plan for one church. I have just approved the plan and made the plan. And still we are not sure whether we should start or not start. If we start, whether they will again come and break it. So we need God's wisdom. So that's why we are working. Sir? Yeah. Well, we have obtained a permit to receive foreign funding. So every 5 years this has to be renewed. But we are thankful that our organization, our trust, has received the permit. And all the building that you are seeing, it is all by the government permit. So we are in a good shape. Our local village administration is very favorable to us. In fact, one building, we applied for two-story building. They called us and said, why don't you apply for three-story? So only God can do. So we have done the planning again, and then we resubmitted for three-story building. So this is the way we do. But our federal government sometimes can be difficult. Okay? I will say only this much. Any other? Yes, sir. No, it is not the federal government, state government. They allowed, in a sense, that they did nothing to protect us.
How come you teach in English and not Hindi?
Hindi.
How come you don't teach in the native content, but you teach in the school, you teach everything in English?
See, we have students from 35 linguistic groups. We need to have a common language. And English is taught in all our schools. So this has become a link. And furthermore, all the theology books, commentaries, and other things are all in English. So we are compelled to do it in English. Any other? Yes, sir.
The missionary hospital you were treated in as a kid, is that still there?
Hospital is still there. Yeah, still there. But the work has reduced because leprosy work it does not give any money to the hospital. It's all you have to spend. So because of the funding, lack of funding, the hospital has become very small.